Good morning, this is Asha,
Yuchen,
and Ava
with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, tropical cyclone Myla is set to hit far north Queensland next Tuesday. Currently sitting between Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands, the tropical cyclone was downgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 3. Although currently unclear, it is predicted that tropical cyclone Myla will hit land around Cooktown, near Lockhart River region and the Cowan. There are no current definite answers on what the category cyclone will hit the northern coast of Australia as. However, locals are being urged to prepare for heavy rainfall.
In other local news, recent union strikes by the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, or RTBU, have been instigated by Queensland Rail's new proposed customer service model, where select train stations across southeast Queensland will be no longer staffed after 1 p.m. on weekdays and over weekends from early May. RTBU Queensland's branch Peter Allen says that understaffed stations means no help for people with disabilities, no protection for students, and no safety net for anyone who needs assistance. People who rely on staff will effectively be locked out of the network on afternoons and weekends. On top of that, the head of the Southeast Queensland branch of Queensland's Rail, Neil Bracker, in February 2026, the RTBU and the Services Union withdrew their applications with the Fair Work Commission after coming to a mutual agreement with the Queensland Rail in relation to new operational models.
In national news, homeowners in NSW's Kiama collected a median nominal profit of $730,000, more than any local government area in Australia, according to Cotality's Pain and Gain report of the December quarter. Kiama's trade of tranquility, world-class beaches, and beautiful nature make it a region with the biggest resale gains. Noosa on Queensland's Sunshine Coast is the second biggest, and its vendors banked a median profit of $705,000. The average hold time of profit-making resales in Kiama was 10 years. The longer the ownership, the more chance there is to smooth through the wave of the market's fluctuations, Cotality's head of research, Gernot Berg, said.
More in national news, Australia's biggest trial of low-sensory voting centres is occurring this November in Victoria. 88 Victorian electorates will provide one low-sensory voting location during the trial. Quote, neurodivergent voters wanted to go to places that were familiar to them and felt safe, so they'll be completely distinct and separate sites, Acting Electoral Commissioner Dana Fleming said. In order to make the spaces more inclusive and fitting to neurodivergent people's needs, dedicated election officials will enforce a 6-metre exclusion zone around venues for campaigners, with the instruction being not to directly approach voters arriving at the centres. Whilst inside, noise, bright lighting and excessive crowding will be heavily reduced. With the hopeful success of the trial, this may be the most accessible for different groups of people who would also benefit.
In international news, the Federation of European Business in India wrote to the Indian government on April 2 saying that companies' can and bottle supplies were limited as manufacturers were not able to produce as many as before. The letter highlights that the alcohol market in India is facing higher costs of glass bottles, cartons and labels as a result of the Middle East crisis. The drinks industry in the country is already facing a 15% cost rise in cartons and adhesives. In India, it is more difficult for sellers to pass on this to customers, as retail prices change have been approved by the government in around 2/3 of India's 28 states.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 23 degrees and feels like 26, with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is 3, which is the moderate band.
That is all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past and present, and emerging.